Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he's the pregame host for the Carolina Panthers, also sports director at WCNC out in Charlotte, Nick Carboni. Nick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How's it going, Mike? How's it going, Charlie?
Doing great, Nick. Thank you. In round one, it kind of went as planned. And then the Panthers come up to pick. And so Deuce looked at me and he's like, Mike, come on. It got to be your boy Walker. And, you know, okay, thinking about it, you know, that was what Dan Morgan had played. I knew about his leadership skills, how he kind of controlled the locker room with Georgia. I said, man, this is going to be eight in a row here, okay? We're going to get that, and then the Saints will come up to pick. And I knew it would derail after that. But the first seven picks went right. How surprised, or were you surprised, that they went with McMillan over Jalen Walker?
Yeah, absolutely, and for all the reasons you just mentioned. Now, you kind of mentioned a plan. Well, turns out Dan Morgan's plan this entire time was to pick Tetairoa McMillan, the receiver, over the linebacker, Jalen Walker. I think the only thing that would have changed that is if Mason Graham were still available, but that was kind of the other surprise in those first seven picks was the Browns-Jags trade, and then the Browns make a smart pick, in my opinion, and a defensive tackle that can – help them long term. I thought he may be, you know, it'd be interesting if you got Dan Morgan to really open up and be, you know, 100%, if you gave him some truth serum, if Graham were still available, if they were so hot on this receiver, would they have picked Graham? Because, I mean, you guys know it, especially from the first game last year, this Panthers defense was horrible. They were historically bad. Now, they made some improvements in free agency up front, and Derek Brown, who got injured in that New Orleans game, should be back and healthy this season. But by no means was Dan Morgan, former Pro Bowl linebacker for Carolina, going to watch that for 17 games, add a couple of pieces in free agency, and kind of wipe his hands clean of it and say we're done. So they basically did what we all thought they would do in reverse order. We knew they needed a receiver to add to the complement of receivers they have, which is steadily getting better as a room over the last two or three years. And we knew they needed defensive help, specifically on the edge and getting after the quarterback. But we all thought they would get that last part first and that first part second. So they kind of just flipped it. And Dan Morgan told us, he said, look, I didn't really think any of the receivers we could get on day two were good enough to add to that room and help Bryce Young. So he got a guy that can absolutely help Bryce Young. And then they double dipped on Friday. And that was probably their best day of the draft, where they traded up a couple of times and picked two first team all SEC edge rushers. And so if those guys work out, and obviously if McMillan works out, it was a heck of a draft for Dan Morgan.
Man, the pressure of the world, we talked to Greg Allman about this in our last segment, and the pressure of the world on certainly from a Panthers standpoint is on the back of Bryce. I mean, because now, you entering year three, You've got him another weapon. You used the early pick last year on Leggett. But my thing is, are you concerned about how well they can run the ball? Because I always think that is a quarterback's best friend. When he has got a running game going for him, and he doesn't have to make a throw when it's third and three. I can run the football and get it. I think that's such a great advantage to the with the Eagles with their offensive line. And listen, taking nothing away from Saquon, but that offensive line's really good. And I look at the Panthers. Is that to you a major question mark still today? Because the guy they thought maybe would be the guy now sustains another knee injury in Brooks.
Yeah, I actually think they will be better at running the football next year than they were this year. And they had, you know, spots this year where they were pretty good at it. Last offseason, this front office invested in two just big old guards and paid them a bunch of money, and Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis. Hunt was a Pro Bowler, and you could probably argue by the metrics that Lewis should have been too. He's just kind of a quiet guy. And Chuba Hubbard went off for 1,000 yards. But the problem was, after Chuba Hubbard, there wasn't much in the cupboard. There was Jonathan Brooks, as you mentioned, who showed just a couple of quick flashes as after he came off his knee injury in about November and then re-tore that ACL. So this offseason, and this probably flew under the radar a little bit, maybe not in Dallas because I think Cowboys fans are still wondering what the heck happened, but the Panthers picked up Rico Dowdle, another 1,000-yard back in Dallas. So I think they feel really good about the line. And I know, I think people still think the Panthers' offensive line is as bad as it was 2 years ago. It actually isn't. They vastly improved last year in pass protection and the run game. So I think they actually come in with a pretty good plan to run the ball. Dave Canales has hammered it home. That's what he wants to do. Didn't do it as much as, you know, he kind of led us to believe he would last year. But I think with those two backs and that offensive line returning, he's definitely going to try to turn to it a little bit more this year. And they drafted another running back in the ETN kid from Georgia. I'm not sure how much of an impact he'll have right away, but he may make up for some of the depth. But I think with Dowdle and Hubbard and that offensive line, I think they are really going to try to have the run set up the pass this season.
Nick, you kind of stole the thunder. I was going to ask you about Trevor Etienne. I saw him in high school at Jennings, and, you know, he follows Billy Napier at the University of Florida, puts up some nice numbers there. He's part of a rotation, and that'll be the same thing with the Panthers.
Yeah.
With Hubbard, and depending on what else you got to roll. But I think he's a guy that can help you and help you quickly. He is a short, squatty power back. He's a one-cut, get up the field. He does have an extra gear in space, and also he can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. I used to tease his brother, Travis, who's really turned out to be a great receiver. But, man, when he was in high school, he couldn't catch a cold if he was naked in Russia. Nothing. And he really worked at it and became a really good receiver. Trevor has always been able to catch the football well. I think you got somebody there that can really help your Panthers in the backfield.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think he does give them a bit of a change of pace. And a lot of Panthers fans were a little bit, you know, if they had to nitpick the draft at all, that's where they would go, drafting Trevor in the fourth round. But, you know, it's the NFL these days, you need more than one guy. You need more than two guys.
Yep.
And I think he gives them a bit of a change of pace. He gives them a third down option if he could block in the NFL. So we'll see about that. You know, Chuba Hubbard's worked hard on his receiving game. He just doesn't really come naturally to him. I think Dowdle's got a little bit of it, but I think they'd love a guy like Etienne, and that's why they drafted him, to kind of provide that, you know, extra dimension when Bryce Young is going to need it the most and have an outlet for him. So, you know, I don't hate the pick at all. And obviously he's got the pedigree, and he comes from a big program. You look at this draft for the Panthers, it was big-time athletes from big-time programs, and ETN certainly fits that mold.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So, Nick, you kind of talked about it, that the Panthers threw the first quote-unquote curveball of the draft by taking, obviously, Tet McMillan with the eighth overall pick. But I think the Panthers did a lot of really good things on day three. And I know that a lot of Saints fans were excited about their day three picks. But just looking at Lathan Ransom, the safety from Ohio State, a very productive player at college for the Buckeyes. Cameron Jackson, a former Hainesville Golden Tornado right in our backyard here in Louisiana. A big Florida nose tackle at basically in the fourth round. And then later on, Notre Dame tight end Mitchell Evans. Mike and I always talk about building through the strengths of a draft. And obviously the tight end class was great this year, grabbing one late as well. And then wrapping it up with Colorado wide receiver Jimmy Horn and with a 208th overall pick. Your thoughts on those day three selections? Because I think, you know, top to bottom, yes, it was a surprise early on. But Carolina did a lot of really good things throughout the weekend.
Yeah, and I think they were very precise throughout their entire draft with filling needs. And, you know, by the time you get to that sixth or seventh round, as you guys know, it's basically like, all right, we're going to draft some special teams gunner here and call it a day. But, you know, I think with all the guys you just mentioned, with the safety, I mean, he's a guy, this safety room is pretty big. They got as many people as are talking on this call right now. I think they've got three in the room. So they needed somebody else to come in and provide an impact right away. They signed a pretty good up in the box safety and Trayvon Merrig from the Raiders in free agency, but they lost their, you know, bigger names, I guess, but, you know, guys that really at the end of the day didn't make much of a difference when it came to the performance of the defense. So they get the safety. They've been looking for a tight end since Greg Olsen. They think maybe the kid from Texas they got last year, JT Sanders, can be a good receiving tight end, but I really believe they think this kid from Notre Dame can develop into that and also be a good inline blocker. Cam Jackson, the defensive tackle you mentioned, I mean, stopping the run has been this team's issue, especially last year. He's a guy that can step in on first and second downs and get that done. And then I'm very intrigued by the Jimmy Horn Jr. pick. I mean, we saw him flash with Shedeur Sanders at Colorado despite being overshadowed by Travis Hunter, but he's got some speed. That is what that room needed. And he has some return capabilities as well. And he's a little guy, but he's not afraid to go over the middle. So I think they were very precise in this draft. They didn't go and grab the big names beyond McMillan that, you know, you may have seen fall to the second round, but they feel really good about the different types of players they got and in the spots they got them.
Nick got brought to Hainesville High School, and I'd never been there before. Never watched Hainesville High School play in their own stadium. I ain't never seen so many dudes with cowboy hats on in my life. Man, I swore I was at a rodeo, but it was actually a football game. And if Cam can keep his weight down, you got somebody that can help you. The problem with him has been at times he's let his weight get out of control, and then you limiting him play-wise. But if they can keep his weight down, he's got a chance to really help you in run defense. And I think the Panthers might be a sneaky pick to kind of upset some people in the NFC South this year.
Yeah, and listen, with Jackson, I think that's exactly right. If he can fit, they don't need him to go and be Charles, Chris Johnson or, Chris Jones. They need him to step in on first and second down when needed and just plug it up and, you know, get the ball carrier down to start a series off right for the defense. That has literally been their biggest problem. And when it comes to the Panthers surprising people, I think they almost did that a few times last year when Bryce Young had his resurgence. I mean, they came real close to beating Philly. They came real close to beating Kansas City. So you're talking about the Super Bowl teams. They went toe-to-toe with those guys with a limited roster and a quarterback that was just kind of figuring things out. So The other thing you got to remember with Bryce Young, he had such a rough start in his career just in terms of his support system. I mean, the coaching staff under Frank Reich, and that only lasted 11 games, and it completely fell apart. And he was hearing different things from different people. Coaches were going to the owner and telling him how Bryce Young's footwork should be. I mean, it was an absolute mess. He obviously got off to a horrible start last year, but I give credit to Coach Dave Canales for, you know, basically sitting him and letting him figure it out. And boom, he has a great 8-9 games to finish the season and convinces the Panthers that he's their guy, so much so that they went out and got him a receiver in the first round. So I absolutely think that as long as this team gets off to a good start, they are going to keep improving, you know, from their 5 wins last year and at least be competitive towards the end of the year to build something for 26.
They got it right with the head coach. Canales is a damn good coach. Really, really is. Nick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Have a good offseason. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
All righty. Nick Carboni does pregame for the Carolina Panthers. Keeps Jake DeLome in line.
There you go.
With Carolina. He's also the sports director for WCNC-TV out in Charlotte. And also works for WFNZ in Charlotte, which is an Odyssey station.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.